Here at 7:50 on the Mighty 690, it is the second Tuesday of the month. That means we do have a Coffeyville City Commission meeting tonight. And joining us, we have City Manager Mark Hall. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, and it's always great to be here.
Absolutely. Nice fall day here. We got several nice days in the 70s. I mean, hey, you can't go wrong with that.
No, and especially being this time of year, getting ready for Thanksgiving.
This is just kind of wild. I'm not used to being warm this long. So, hey, the leaves are coming down, though, so it gives something to do.
That's true.
Hey, what do we have coming up at the meeting tonight?
Okay. Of course, we have the consent agenda, and in the consent agenda is our appropriations to pay bills. It's an in-between time. It's $974,000. It is one of those that's a large part of that is electric. And, we move from the consent agenda, comments from citizens. If you'd like to attend, if you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side and go down the ramp to public service or customer service, and if you'll go through that door and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator, and if you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the commission is. We welcome, all citizens' comments. That's the only way we can learn. It's open. We know there will be good things and bad things. There's some things that we can do and some things we can't do. So the public is always welcome during that time. Then we move to our regular agenda items, and we have a public hearing. And what this is the public hearing is the First Amendment of Neighborhood Revitalization Plan. And it is one of those is to explain. Neighborhood revitalization is an approved incentive by the state of Kansas. It does allow certain areas. You have to submit it. All the entities get to review during a comment period. But then when it's approved, it is sent to the Department of Commerce. It is one of those that gives a tax incentive, so there'll be the Kansas Board of Tax Appeals, but it's basically is the current state it is in will always get those taxes, but improvements, those will be tax exempt. And that's what this is focused on downtown. It's an assistance, so we will always collect the original taxes. But as they improve the building and add to the building, those are exempt. So in future years, this will run for 10 years at 100%, and it gives them the opportunity to, as a tax advantage, to improve the buildings downtown. And I think everybody's aware, downtown, if you haven't been, yes, we're going through some transition that it hasn't been, but it is to revitalize downtown. It is to bring it back, and I've had so many calls as far as regarding how beautiful the buildings, even though we have little love to do, how beautiful the buildings are. And it is, it'll be open. We will start removing the columns. As we stated in November, we want to remove those. We're doing them carefully, and that was our big worry. The pre-stuff, that wasn't closing streets in this. This is somewhere cranes will be involved in that to remove those big columns.
Sure. So if I'm understanding that correctly, basically for 10 years, those buildings will be taxed to their current value, even if they are improved. And normally the property tax assessment would go up because they're getting better, right?
Yeah. Okay. And that increment above is what they'll be tax exempt.
Okay.
On. They'll still pay their
normal what they're paying right now.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And then we move on to new business, and it's a resolution to approve a lease agreement with the federal FAA for the Coffeyville Airport. Then we also have a resolution to approve access agreement with Clean Harbors at the Coffeyville Municipal Airport. And then we have a resolution authorizing a purchase of a 2024 F-150 truck for the wastewater treatment plant. And then we move to, it is resolution to enter into an agreement for engineering services with Olson for electrical engineering, substation, and maintenance, and that is for our electric utility. And then we go to the final city manager's report, but it is, I want to thank the public and just come out and thank you for approving the sales tax that is dedicated towards highway. As we listed, that was furnished from the Public Works Director, is this is our plan for the next 10 years. It is, this is what we're going to do to improve that. And I think, as it stated, it's necessary because the city has a portion because it's a state highway. So usually that portion can go from 80 or 90%, but that possible 20 or 10% has to come from somewhere. And this, that would come from the sales tax. And that is a fair tax. It is one of those, the more you consume, the more you will pay. But 33% of that comes from people from outside of Coffeyville city limits. And why not have them help us a little? So I want to thank the public for proving that. And that's about it.
Okay. Well, sounds like it should be a good meeting tonight, sir. And like you said, public's always welcome to share their voice.
You bet. Always great to be here.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's City Manager Mark Hall here on the Mighty 690. And we'll be back with more after this.